stickler for following the law. Make sure I do it right. And either correct me, I'll pay my fair share, or if I'm right, which clearly I am, because it's all based upon U.S. government's official legal websites, you got to get together with other Congress members and put a stop to all this robbery of the innocent American people. So with that, folks, I'm going to get my favorite book cover up, The Federal Mafia, but by the good old Irving Schiff. And at the end, of course, as always, I will take your questions. Okay, so hang in there if you have questions, folks. That will start. And then, by the way, I'll be this weekend, before I forget, for those of you who are coming right now, at the Red Pill Expo in Des Moines, Iowa. RedPillExpo.org is their website. Okay, here it is. It says it's Des Moines, Iowa, August 12th and 13th. That's not correct. It's 14th as well. In fact, the 14th is the most important day. August 12th and 13th, you got to pay for it. But August 14th is free, actually. Okay? So if you go down, you see all the wonderful speakers they got out here. Okay? About 15 of them. Ed Griffin here is, right? He's the one that puts it all together. And here they are, folks. And you're going to hear presentations on Saturday and Sunday. If you cannot make it in person, you can watch them online for a very nominal fee. But here is the Monday free classes. Ed Griffin will do the morning session from, 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. And I'll do the afternoon session, okay? That starts at 1:30 p.m., which, by the way, we got to make sure you have the time on there. You know, said the time is missing and took it off by mistake. Our time is not there. We're going to make sure that we put it back on. So that's me, folks. Okay. The heading of that is not by why America is not legally required to pay income tax. You got to correct that also little error they got on there. It's more than that. It's about how to restore freedom. Okay. Because that's what it's about. And see, that's one of the common challenges I got, folks. People don't understand that I'm not here about saving people tax money. I'm not a tax guy. About restoring freedom by defunding the crooks in the government and then funding freedom activities, freedom movement to get our government back, to bring our rights back to us that have been, suspended or taken away from us. So our event, class on Monday, is going to be streamed for free. So you can just watch it. And, click on the right here for more information. Here it says right there. If you do that, you're going to see more information about it. Okay? Okay, it should be coming up. So there should be a link on this page on our website about how to do that. Yeah, about that. So you'll see that on there. Okay? Yeah, which one is it? Events. Oh, you've gone to events. Where is events? Let me see. Events under, doesn't show up right now. I don't see events up here. Okay. Anyhow, we'll have it up on our front page of our website, folks. You'll see that. Next to watch, let me see. I'm told next to watch, it doesn't show up. It's not there. It doesn't show up. Yeah, my screen's not big enough. Click on, there's no events thing, and I'm telling you, it's not coming up. Mine is not, my screen doesn't show it. It doesn't show watch. Events. There we go. Events on the top left of that. There we go. Upcoming events, there it is. Yeah, this is the page, folks. We have the streaming on this page. Okay. All right, folks. And then, of course, I'll be in Las Vegas also August 25th and 26th, Friday and Saturday, at the Reawaken America Tour. So we're going to start shortly and with a presentation. Okay. Let's do it. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Mutahideh, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I will show you why it is so important for you to write petitions to your Congress members about the income and payroll tax issues and other petitions you see on our website. These are all for free, absolutely free. Every one of you can and should do that. It's your right. It's your duty as an American. write the people that's supposed to represent you in the United States Congress to make sure that the laws that they're passed are properly followed by we and them, the U.S. Constitution and laws, okay? So this is a very key step to free yourself of the IRS deception. They deceive you. They fool you. They make you think you have a duty to file income tax. That's step one. And then once you understand, wow, I've been lied to, I've been deceived, now you can free yourself of the IRS robbery and slavery. No more funding of the swamp in Washington, D.C. Instead, the money is yours to keep or keep all of it or part of it. Keep part of it, contribute to the freedom movement like our Restore Freedom Plan to fund freedom in America. So let's get started by going to our website at freedomlawschool.org. Okay. And you can go in the arrow at the bottom and click down on that or go on the top right, click on Start the Seven Steps. Either way that works, and I'll take you to the seven steps and scroll down. If you have not gone through these steps, step one through seven, you need to go through them, folks. Step one, two, three, four, you should have gone through them already. Follow the law. Step one, know that no law requires 99% of Americans to file pay income tax. Step two, okay, realize and that, you know, you put the rope around your neck, okay, when you file 10 for income tax confession forms. Yes, you do it yourself to stop filing income tax forms. Step three, realize the IRS is mostly bluff. Well, that's a big one. People think they're God. They're not. They're full of bluff. You need to see it for yourself, folks, okay? And then after step three, understanding IRS is a big Wizard of Oz, right? Then you go to step four, realizing IRS is really a myth. That's that. Reality of IRS is different. You've got to understand this for yourself, folks. It's important that you all go through all these myths and empower yourself and take courage from our victories of Freedom Law School. Now you're ready for step five. Yes, step five, you can stop paying tribute to the enemy in the District of Columbia. You don't need to be afraid of them and pay this tribute. There's no law requiring 99% of you to do so. What you should do is question authority to your Congress members file and pay income taxes only if your congressman can show you the law that requires you to file and pay income taxes. This way, safely, you can free yourself from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Okay? So I'm going to go through these petitions right now, folks, for you. Okay? So it's important that you do everything we do by certified mail. You want to have a record of it all. You'll see in a minute why. Okay. Number one, the number one purpose of why you do all this petition process is to educate yourself and your Congress members. Okay. So you will learn that the laws that impose various federal income taxes on American people, what they are, who they really apply to, and they don't. And you should know this as a rest assured that you are protected under the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution that guarantees your right to petition Congress to remove government renegades who are violating federal laws and your rights. That's right, folks. The First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution does not just guarantee your right to free speech, press, to associate and assemble the like-minded people, to exercise your free religion. All of that is for the prime purpose of you being able to clean up corrupt government agents and agencies, because their job is to represent you, protect you and your God-given rights to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and property. That is the job of government. Okay? So there is absolutely no way they can attack you for exercising these rights, especially First Amendment rights, and most especially when you write your lawmakers to clean up the government. It's your absolute right to do that. So it's very safe. You don't have to worry about them somehow, you know, coming against you because, oh, you wrote to the government. Oh, you're a troublemaker. We're sending to the IRS to come after you. No. That does not happen at all. No worries. Exercise your rights, okay? So what you do also, you're making a record. When you send these petitions to Congress, keep your stamp certified mail receipts. You have a record that you send the petitions. This way, you will be able to show these documents to the jury if the Ashbrook were to challenge you, and you would win the case. This evidence keeps the IRS from even wanting to charge you with the crimes of tax evasion or willful failure to file a tax return. That's right, folks. They don't want the jury to see a law. These petitions contain the law on government's own official legal website. That is it. Okay, we don't go anything besides, you know, the IRS's website. The lawyers for the U.S. House of Representatives, the U.S. Treasury Department regulations, and the U.S. Supreme Court. Yes, not some accountant, CPA, or tax attorney's opinion, but the laws as published on the government's own legal website. That's what makes things seem so solid. So making a record is for your protection. Certified return receipt is ideal. They have a record, but certified alone is enough. Okay, now you can download the petitions you see, you know, below. Okay, you want to make sure you understand and read them completely. Okay, you read them, understand them, and then fill in the titles, names, and addresses of all three of your Congress members. Yep, the U.S. representative of your district and the two U.S. senators for your state, as found on the website of the U.S. House of Representatives, and in U.S. Senate, okay? Also, you fill in the date and your name and address, print, you know, the instructions are there. Print three originals, sign them on the last page of the letter, then mail by U.S. Postal Service certified mail. Make sure to keep also a copy of signed letters in your files, along with all attachments and certified mail receipts stamped by the post office. Yes, make sure it's stamped by the post office. Your certified receipts got to be stamped. Keep a copy of everything, right? Now, sadly, our expectations at this time from the government representatives is low. They're doing a very poor job. They're doing a very poor job of representing you and me and the other American people, folks. But we want to change that. It's our job to contact them and demand to represent us properly and protect our rights, okay? So the reality is, unfortunately, the average American has no power, pay practically, or little influence on public service in our government. Not only do your Congress members and Congress make little or no time to read, understand, and respond to your letters, but they are most likely to be too busy raising re-election campaign funds to take notice of your letters. Yep. What happens is that sadly, most often they ignore your letter altogether, okay? And next most often, they have the staff send you a politically correct canned letter, form letter, thanking you for your correspondence and for expressing your concerns, okay? However, the letter will not indicate that the staff or Congress members are going to do anything about your concerns, or that they even read or understood your concerns, right? This way, the members of Congress can ignore you and the points you made in your letter without appearing to have ignored you. See, they don't want to appear they've ignored you by giving some canned response, but they have ignored you. That's what they do, okay? Once in a while, however, they might send you an IRS publication, which is not law, or refer you to the IRS in some other way. Remember this very important fact. The laws in America are not written by the IRS, written by Congress of the United States. IRS only supposed to enforce those tax laws, right? So you got to remind yourself, IRS does not write tax laws. They only are authorized to execute laws written by Congress. Okay? All right. So rarely they paraphrase a law incorrectly or out of context without attaching a copy of the law, paraphrase quote a case opinion from a court below the U.S. Supreme Court called an inferior court in the U.S. Constitution, written by a renegade judge who knowingly and deliberately never took the time to address or refute the issues raised in the case by the American citizen, or cite or refer to court case opinion rulings on issues that you never argued in the first place. Mm-hmm. That is a sad reality, the state of our government that we want to change by our political action and legal action together, okay? So for Restore Freedom Plan members, all of this stuff will be done for you. You can do it for yourself for free. Option one, option two, we'll do all the work there for you, okay? So the details about that, you can check it out for yourself if you're interested. Here they are, folks. The three do-it-yourself petitions to Congress that right now we have listed on our website. One is on individual income taxes. The other one is on employment taxes. And the third one is on self-employment taxes and the 1099 form. Okay. Also, a little bit, by the way, is for employees, how to free yourself from income tax withholding legally and safely. Yes, you can stop that doggone withholding of your paycheck on federal income taxes. Just follow the instructions right there. You see it on our website, folks. Correctly and fully, don't cheat. Don't shortchange yourself. Do it right as we instruct you to protect you properly by the law as published on the government's own official legal websites. Okay? So let's go to the individual income tax petition. The other ones are very similar to that. So as you see, they're all ready. Your representative name, you can get from the website and fill it in. Okay? The name and address, you fill it all in there. Okay? The two U.S. senators, okay, you're going to put their address and names also. And the heading of this one is Justification for Congressional Investigation of Unlawful Collection of Individual Income Taxes. And it starts very simply saying, dear Congress member, I am writing to share some amazing discoveries I found about federal income tax laws. If you will kindly consider what I have discovered, I think you will feel like investigating further for yourself and will probably want to share these findings with your fellow Congress members. Why? Because you could be instrumental in correcting a couple of critical misunderstandings of income tax laws that have for many decades led to the terrible injustices inflicted on citizens of the 50 states of America for over 75 years by principal officers of the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, and the Department of Injustice, DOJ, and some federal judges, collectively hereafter government renegades. Yep. So then, folks, we go to deciphering the tax law. Okay? And you see the federal tax laws are mentioned and then quoted like this, verbatim exactly and precisely, okay? One after another, the name, the citation, listing of the law is given, right? All from government's own official legal websites, as you see identified here at the bottom, okay? So in this letter, we go and explain it all, right? Then at the end of the letter, okay, after you sign it, yeah, I'm going to show it to you. Here it is, your signature page. All the laws that are quoted Here they are, A through K. Every single one is listed that he referred to. And all these laws that are listed now are attached. They're numbered A through J in this petition, okay? So, for example, we're going to go to Exhibit H, U.S. Supreme Court of Gould versus Gould, my favorite U.S. Supreme Court case, right? You go down into that, you see that? Here we go. Gould versus Gould. There it is. 1917 U.S. Supreme Court case. And the relevant language that we quote in the letter is right here. Boom. Yeah. For the ease of you, the Congress members. Folks, they can get this stuff for themselves, but we're making it extra easy for them. So they don't have to look it up. It's right there for them. It's for you to educate yourself. And also, it's for the crooked Department of Injustice lawyers who are thinking about coming after you criminally. You'll shut them down because they do not want you to show the jury the law. The law, what does it say? For example, in the interpretation, okay, or understanding of statutes, laws, levying taxes, imposing taxes. So in understanding laws and imposed taxes, it is the established rule not to extend their provision of tax laws by implication. It isn't applying tax laws beyond the clear import of the language used. Yep. Or to enlarge the operation of the tax laws so as to embrace matters or include matters not specifically pointed out. If it's not there, it's not there. When it comes to tax laws, the burden of proof is on the government to prove. They have to prove you're the tax. You don't need to prove your innocence. Have to prove clearly that you owe the tax. And if there's any doubt, well, Supreme Court says in case of any doubt, they, the tax laws, are construed most strongly against the government's power to tax and in favor of you, the citizen, not be taxed. See? The government lawyer, that crook, and the busybody judge will not want the jury to see that because you say, I want the petitions to my Congress members. You know, they don't want the jury to see the law because they want to hide that from the law, but deceive the ignorant jury that's out there, unfortunately, okay? So now I'm going to show you something. The last paragraph of the petition, the last two are the most powerful paragraphs ending. It's important that you understand that. So the letter concludes by saying these critical words, okay? Here's what it says. This letter is my self-determination of my income tax liability. Yep. I declare that I am a citizen of one of the 50 states, therefore not a citizen or resident of the United States defined in the Internal Revenue Code tax laws as the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., which makes me a non-resident alien with respect to the District of Columbia. As a non-resident alien of D.C., I further declare that I have no federal income effectively connected to a trade or business defined in the Internal Revenue Code tax laws as the performance of the functions of a public office within D.C. Therefore, I am not liable to pay any federal income tax. Boom, straight on. Okay, we don't miss words, folks. We tell them, we're not hiding. You're not hiding, you state up front. Yeah, that's my legal conclusion based on New York government's official legal websites, right? But that's where it's supposed to go. Folks, these lawyers, CPAs, accountants, they don't know nothing about the law. They're ignorant. They pretend to know the law, just like the doctors that told you and hospitals that you should get the corona jab so you don't die of corona. Get all the boosters so you don't die of corona. Get the jab. They're ignorant of health. How could a doctor or hospital know about health when they're telling you to get the bioweapon called the corona hoax jab that could injure you and kill you possibly, right? They don't know nothing. Same thing goes with all the accountants, bookkeepers, CPAs, federal agents, and tax lawyers that have never read the law for yourself. The fundamentals I show you, they've never seen it. They never read it. They don't teach it to them in law school or accounting classes. They don't. Just pretend that they know. Just like the doctors pretend they know health. They know nothing about nutrition, right? So let's get back to the letter. We tell the Congress member, I appreciate your service to our country and for taking the time to fully read my letter. You know, they say give a dog a good name to live up to. We're trying. Hopefully they do. They don't, reality, but we're going to be nice anyhow. We're going to be respectful anyways. If by reading this letter with officially published Internal Revenue Codes and Code of Federal Regulations sections, these are federal tax laws and regulations, Supreme Court cases, and U.S. Constitution Court attached, you can show me that I have somehow misinterpreted these statutes, regulations, or U.S. Supreme Court decisions, and that I do owe federal taxes, I will gladly pay all taxes due and will consider such payments to be my fair share. See, folks, we're not hiding at all. You're saying you'll pay your fair share of taxes if they can show you the law that requires you to do it. If they don't show it to you, if they don't refute you, confirmation, three more times, then you're not required to file a income tax at all, right? So, and then you conclude by saying, when your independent research verifies my discovery that the U.S. individual income tax does not apply to average Americans like me in the 50 states, I urge you to educate other Congress members about this matter and see if they agree that this justifies conducting an investigation to expose the truth about this government renegade conspiracy and put an end to impoverishing Americans. Folks, that's a very light, gentle way telling these guys to get off the duff and do the job and defend your rights and property that they're not doing. And at the end, we say, I look forward to your timely, specific, and on-point reply. Yes, on point. Not these, you know, off-the-point canned letters, which I tell you to send out. Okay, if they respond to you, they send canned letters. But guess what? In time, as more congressmen will get these petitions, where our political clout will grow, we'll have congressmen coming to our side and standing up with us and tell other Congress members, and the snowball will continue to get bigger and bigger and bigger. We're making a huge difference, especially because we are defunding the crooks in Washington, D.C., our enemies, and we're going to fund the freedom movement. Yes, as I said, you can do all of this on your own for free, absolutely free, on our website, freedomlawschool.org. Many of you will and should at a minimum do that. However, I urge you, if you want a peace of mind, the IRS will not attack you because they won't anyway. 99% leave non-files alone. We cover that in our step three. Folks, they leave non-files alone. There's about 80 million non-filers, and 99% of them plus are left alone completely by the IRS. No audits, no harassment. Okay? They're falling apart. But some of you say, hey, well, I want to have some peace of mind, and I want to be part of the greater good. Take part in restoring America to freedom once again. Folks, you can do that if you want to. That option is available for you. That is the step six that we have, okay? That is, you become one of America's modern day founding fathers like this by joining hands with other like-minded seekers. And we can protect each other, folks. They protected each other. They stood up for freedom. They put their lives, their fortune and a second honor on the line and gave us the liberties that we still enjoy some of it today. So it's up to you. You have a lifetime guarantee. If you legally stop paying any income taxes with us, as long as you're a member of the Restore Freedom Plan, and we will prevent the IRS from collecting your money, or Freedom Laws will fully and completely reimburse you. There's no loss for you, folks. Number one, not only they can never put you in prison because you're following the law, right? Never have to worry about going to prison anymore. You follow 1044, you're risking going to prison. You put the rope around your neck. You sign the unapologetic perjury, right? You don't have to worry about that anymore, folks. Remember that? When you put the rope around your neck, let me remind you of this again, folks. Here, you put the rope on your neck. No more. You will not do that again. Okay? And if they take your money, we'll reimburse you. How can they lose? It's a total win-win proposition for you and America, as Americans, we work together and restore fear. So whether you do it by yourself or you do it, the fear of loss can do it for you. It's going to be your choice. Remember, step 1 through 5 are there for free for you to do, okay? So do it. 7 steps, folks, are there for you to do on your own, the first 5. The last 2 are optional. My favorite step, though, is step 7. I have to admit to you, because the fact that step 7 is about spreading the word and feeding America. Folks, please do your part. Restore freedom for our children and grandchildren, folks. You get on our Horse to Freedom Law School, our education material. Tell the truth. Arm American people with the law. Okay? And we can restore America, American families, American people, folks. And that's what the Restore Freedom Plan is about, restoring freedom. So with that, folks, I love for you to live free. I would love for you to have joy and prosperity in your family. Don't worry about finances, about good food, the rent, a new car, and bills, and things breaking down. I want you to have a better life. I not being robbed, but I cannot do that for you. All I can do is put it out there on our website, freedomlawschool.org, and let you take advantage of it if you choose to. And also, I cannot have anybody join our plan to restore freedom in America. That's something that you're going to want to do from your heart. If you want to be part of restoring freedom in America and be able to heal your children, yes, I took part in all this, you have that opportunity to feel great. Be part of something wonderful. This communist system will collapse, folks. Like the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991, so will this communist system that they've imposed on us. It's time is late, folks. We've got to act. These election cheating they're doing, they're going to pretty soon pack the Supreme Court with a bunch of communists, and we're done. We've got to act now. So go to fearmoscow.org. Do the petitions, write to Congress members, and tell your friends and family members about us as well to join our plan to restore freedom for them individually and Americans all as a whole. Okay. Let's go now to your questions, my friend. You're going to put the call number on the screen if you have a question about this or other IRS freedom topics, taking our freedoms back, go ahead and call us. The number is 657-383-1755. And then on your telephone, make sure to press 1. That will let me know that you have a question by pressing 1. After you call the number 657-383-1755. We have 2 calls right now ready to ask questions from area code 573 and area code 423. Okay. And then we have an anonymous caller. Your number does not show up. It shows as a bunch of 111. You know who you are. And we have another call from area code 831. So before you ask your questions, folks, please give me your first name so I can call you by your name. only first name for privacy. Tell us how you heard about us so we know how what kind of outreach educational things we're doing are actually working. And number three, ask away your question you have on your mind. So call from Yuko 573. You are live. First name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hello. My name is Paula. Stu Peters and Mike Adams. And some other outlet, too. My question is, I own a business that's very small, and I want to get my business out of the federal government, too. So what would the steps be to take to do that? Is it something in your program for businesses, too? How does that
yes.
work?
Yes. Do you have any employees?
I have one part-time. I have four total. And not, I'm an employee too. I pay myself like I'm an employee.
Okay.
So I don't know if you count that or not.
Well, yes and no. That's okay. It's very easy, Paula, okay? On your employees, you can make it completely your business, freedom, independent, free yourself and your employees as well. All it's on our website. If you go to our website, let me take you to our homepage. Okay. From our homepage, you see under plans on the top center. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You go down to, in addition to the Restore Freedom Plan, we have an Employer Freedom Plan near the bottom. Okay. You click on Employer Freedom Plan. Okay. And that's for small employers like you. Now, what state are you from, Paula?
Missouri.
Missouri. Okay. The Show Me State. Great.
Yes.
Okay. So your employees, if you can make them independent contractors, that's easy way to go about that and free. Can you make them independent contractors rather than employees?
You're asking me, do I – okay. Which was
do
the question
so
about
one
that?
Option, Sue, is
okay.
To – make them independent contractors, paying by check or cash, and no more W-2, W-4 forms, no 1099 forms, nothing. So that's one way. Now, in
mm-hmm.
some states,
okay.
with some occupations, you cannot make them employees. So depending on nature of your work, what line of work are you in?
Automotive.
Automotive, okay. So you may not be able to make him a independent contractor, okay? Although some of them you can, perhaps. So anyhow, so this is where the Employee Freedom Plan is for you. What we do, okay, we help you free your business of all federal payroll taxes for you and your employees, all federal tax withholding program for your employees, and all federal unemployment taxes, okay? So that is there.
Okay.
Basically, you end up, instead of having to pay all this taxes you and your employees pay, okay,
mm-hmm.
you free yourself of all that. You
yeah.
and employees get a combined about 30% pay raise, maybe more. Yep. So by saving all this taxes, you're going to get a pay raise, so your employees are going to be very much happier. Basically, essentially what we do is you must join the Restore Freedom Plan yourself, one person from the company, which obviously is you. And then for the employees, yeah, they all, you sign them all up. We do petitions for them, okay? And they're going to be,
mm-hmm.
guess what? Free and protected like you because of you. Your generosity, your wisdom, your ability to think for yourself and seek the truth. They're going to be free. We give them the same benefits as the Restore Freedom Plan. And the investment for that, right now you're paying about 30% but of
mm-hmm.
what in addition to their pay, right, and all these taxes. Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
This way, only 5%. That's all. You
yeah.
fund freedom movement with it, and it's all free. And how you split that difference of savings between you and your employees is totally up to you. Obviously, some of the savings will go to you. Some of them will go to them. Okay? So you're not giving them as much pay raises now. You can keep your money more because you just gave them a big pay raise. Mm-hmm. So they don't need to get as much pay raises. You get them yourself. So that's available. Call us at 813-444-4800 and speak with Benny. He's my legal researcher, expert on this topic. And if you have further questions, he'll help address a few in more detail.
Okay. Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
Okay. Because I already kind of did my analysis to do my own. So should I do mine within the employee package or should I do mine individually?
No, we do it all for you. As a Restore Freedom Plan member, we do it all for you. And you protect it.
Right, but I meant
with a lifetime
I went in and did my own math to see what it would, you know, to do myself. I didn't click on the employer one. So I'm asking, should I just do mine under the employer one too or do mine separate?
I'm not clear what you mean by that because I talk about the Freedom Plan. I'm sorry,
yeah,
which plan?
The Freedom Plan. The Freedom Plan,
Restore
the first
Freedom.
One.
Let me follow that
video
on our website so I can see what you're referring to. So let me get the RFP agreement. Okay, so we go under plans under RFP agreement. Okay, and you go down, and you're going to see the calculate your contribution rate bar right here.
Yes, that's the one I did for myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you put yourself, are you single?
Yes.
Or married, okay. And you put your W-3 income on here. So what was the problem you had with this chart?
Oh, nothing. I'm just asking, is that the same process as if you do it for your employees? If I go under the Freedom Plan for the employer, is that the same process for them as what I'm doing for myself?
No, it's not. No, it's actually cost less.
Okay.
You see, because
that's,
the fact that you don't you don't send any more false W-2s about them to the IRS, guess what? That will make it even far, far, far less likely for the IRS to come and harass them. Because you're not sending false W-2s to the IRS that you paid them taxable income, because you didn't. So as you see, the Restore Freedom Plan basically is designed to be that you keep about 70% of what you would have paid to the IRS, the swamp. So I want to keep the lion's share, 70% of what you have paid the IRS. We want you to keep it. You work hard for it. It's your money. You should benefit from it in your life anywhere that you please. Okay?
Yep.
So now all what you do with the other 30%, you contribute the Restore Freedom Plan and we protect you completely 100%. 30% of what you should pay the IRS. But here, when a typical employer pays about 30%, so see, 30% is less than half of 70%, basically, right? What you keep is over twice on what you contribute to the Restore Freedom Plan. But typical employers, they pay about 30%, roughly maybe more, of their payroll to all these payroll taxes and withholding from the paid employees. When it comes down to 5%, is 1/6 or 1/7 of what you would have paid for the IRS. You see? And we can give that extra discount to employers like you because we're going to free of all the paperwork, the hassle, the expense of a CPA, payroll company, all that. But we're freeing people now in bigger numbers. We want to acknowledge you, Paula. We want to thank you. We need in America more small and big business owners like you who stand up for freedom and help us free masses by large numbers, not just one at a time, but in your case, 4 more people at a time, 10, 100, 1,000 at a time, which is why in Employer Freedom Plan, I've decided to give charge a lot less to enable and empower you and your company to be more successful, more profitable. I want your business to be bigger than these corporate auto shops out there. Why? And you can do that. Because now you don't have to mark up so much of your costs to pay for those taxes that you're never legally owed. You can mark up less and be more competitive with those big corporations and a better service as you provide, because the employees are happier because you're paying more.
Yep. Okay. That sounds, yeah, that's perfect. What was the gentleman or the person's name I was supposed to ask for?
Dr. Benny. He's here tomorrow after 11 a.m. He's a night owl. After 11 a.m. Eastern time zone, he's here. Let him know that you spoke with me at the Freedom Hour, and they'll pass the call to him, and he further will go through the paperwork and any other questions that you may have.
Because I do have another question, but I don't want to take all the time, so I'll just ask him. And then is that Central time for you, or what time are you
Eastern time
zone?
We're in Florida. We're in an hour ahead of you.
All right. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Duh. Yeah. All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Paula. Oh, by the way, I'm going to be in Redfield Expo, a little bit far away from you, but a little closer. You make it this weekend. Come on down. It'll be a good place to meet in person also. At the Redfield Expo in Des Moines, Iowa. How far are you from Des Moines?
Oh, yeah, that's not very far. Not at all. I'll have to look
and see. Well, there it is. The website, there it is, redfieldexpo.org, Des Moines, Iowa, August 12th, 13th, and 14th. Okay? All his great speakers. Yep, that he's Ed Griffin put it all together. You hear all his wonderful speakers to educate you about what's really going on in America. Yep. And I'll be speaking on Saturday morning. That's me. And Monday the 14th, I'll do in the afternoon. After Ed Griffin does the program in the morning, I'll be doing about Restoring Freedom Plan. I'll be talking in the afternoon.
Okay.
So you can
I don't know
right
if I'll
now,
be able to make it this one, but I'll try. I don't know if I can make it. It's short notice for me owning a business and all that. But I'm going to try to get to one of your.
Okay. Sounds good. You can watch it online also. The Monday's free, the Monday class.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Thanks for calling, Paula.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
My pleasure. Pleasure to meet you on the phone.
You too.
Okay, we have a call from area code 423. Please give me your first name only and how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hey, Payman, it's Josette.
Hello, Josette.
I have a question.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Haven't filed in 22 years, which you probably already know that, but we paid several years into Social Security. So what do you think about claiming that money that they stole from us for the first 20 years that we were paying into the system?
Well, that money, as you know, Josette, was spent down the federal rat hole of corruption and waste, bailout banks, wars in Iraq, Libya. There's no savings, and they just spent right away down the rat hole. And then I would give it back to you. I would focus on the future if I was you. No, I would suggest you consider joining the Restore Freedom Plan so we can pay you 50% of first-year membership of the people that you sign up. But the money that they've taken, it's gone. Sorry.
Oh, well. Also, do you still do the affiliate thing if we're not a member?
The way I modified it now is this, Josette. I want everybody to join because everybody needs to join. And the more of us come together, the more powerful we are, okay, working together. So if someone's not a member and you refer somebody, you get 25% credit toward your membership, 25% of that person's membership. If they join for 10,000, for example, 25% of that, 2,500 is yours toward your membership. If they join for 100,000, 25% of that, which would be 25,000, would go toward your membership. Now, if that amount is above your membership, then we pay you through cash or crypto if you want, okay? But my goal is to incentivize people to join hands with us. So people who have low income pay a lot less than people that make more. Someone who makes $50,000, he would pay less than someone making $500,000 or $5 million a year, as it should be, because we protect the person against anything IRS may come after him. The person who makes $5 million a year, the IRS may come after for a lot more money than the person that makes only $50,000 a year. So a $5 million guy should pay more. The minimum membership now has been reduced to only $2,000 per year. So everybody can afford it. And even once the further I go, I allow people to start with minimum $500 down payment only. So now you can make payments on it, pay it off. Or better yet, have other people join and pay off your membership. And we'd love to send you cash in the mail.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, too. Bye.
Bye-bye. We have our anonymous caller. You know who you are? Give me your first name. I heard about us. And then your question, please.
Now, this is Troy. I've heard about you for some time. So various
from
sources.
What sources? For some, what give me
various,
the sources we've got?
Individuals, online, freedom sources, that type of thing.
Okay. All right. And how may I help you?
I have a couple questions, but that lady, the last caller, I wanted to ask something regarding her situation, Social Security. I met a guy last week. He hasn't filed in about 20-something years, he told me. He's collecting Social Security. He claimed that you're entitled because you paid in, so he filed and he's getting Social Security checks. What is your comments on that? You said it was gone. She can't.
The Social Security scam works like this. Here, you pay in and make you think that the money is safe for your retirement, but it's not. It's been right away down the federal rat hole. Nothing's there. Then what the Congress does down the road, 34 years down the road, 50 years down the road, okay, they pretend that, there's a relationship between what you paid in and what they're going to give you when you apply. But guess what? There is no relationship between what you paid in and they paid out by law. They just play this game to make it look like it has a relationship. What they do is they take your last 2 years that you paid into the Social Security scam, and based upon those numbers, they give you a small Social Security amount, like maybe $1,200 a month, or medium size, like maybe $2,200 a month, or higher amount, over $3,000, maybe I think $3,800 for the maximum amount they pay. That's it. That's all they do. So if you want to do that, that is the individual choice. I choose not to do so. I don't like socialism. I don't like communism. I believe in independence and freedom. I take care of me. You take care of you. So I don't pay into it. I don't take out of it. And I hope other people may make that choice. But that's up to you. Some people say, look, Payman, they ripped me off for all these decades. I want to get some of that money back. I understand where they're coming from. That's your choice if you choose to do that. But know that money is coming from the government printing money out of thin air, creating inflation, and ripping off other people, young people that are working, and paying to the corrupt D.C. swamp, and to use some crumbs of Social Security. So the choice really is up to the individual as they wish to go forward.
Well, you're right. It's a scam, but I think some people that have gotten their money stolen, they want to get it back.
If you do that, if you get some of that money, guess what? Put a part of that into restoring freedom, okay? I got people on Social Security who join Restore Freedom Plan. Yes, they do. They're not going to be taxed on that money, but they say, Payman, I want to be part of the freedom movement. I want to be part of the solution. I want to be part of the new founding fathers in America. So here, I'm going to be a member too. They join with a minimum $2,000. In addition to that, they can do other stuff too. You know, we do pay for freedom lawsuits, freedom news platforms, media, and pay for election campaigns of honest statesmen to represent us in government, like Ron Paul's. Okay?
Sounds like a good plan for getting the money back, for sure. My other question was, one of my other questions was regarding the, you mentioned quite a bit on your broadcast, the noose, the perjury signature thing they have on the forms. I'm kind of battling a foreclosure and had to do it on the last minute of bankruptcy, unfortunately, putting me in their clutches. Everything they have is under penalty of perjury, even the simplest little form. They want to know who they throw by you. So I was kind of wondering, how can you protect yourself when we have to file, or if we have to file taxes anyway, because it's, you know, we can't afford to fight them, have time to fight with these guys. What do you recommend is our best way to protect ourselves if we're forced to sign their forms or participate?
I would not go to bankruptcy court unless you absolutely had no other better choice. So let me ask you a few questions. Are you in the Chapter 7 bankruptcy or Chapter 13?
13.
Okay. That one you can get out. You're not locked in. But all it does, it gives you more time to pay off your creditors, which you can make arrangements on your own anyways. You know? Why are you going there at all? Why are you in bankruptcy court? Who do you owe money to?
The only reason was to stop this illegal foreclosure sale that they were going to go ahead with. So I didn't plan on it, and just things didn't work out. Appeals court kind of drug their feet intentionally, and then that's kind of where it ended up. It's kind of led into their bad advice, I guess.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So I didn't plan on it. I was going to just walk away.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So now I'm kind of in the lion's den, you know what I mean?
Yes, you are. Sorry.
And I got multiple problems now. Now I got to deal with these guys, which are, you know, triggering. I already got a call about a state. You know, I guess they put in for all your forms everywhere right away. So state got excited. Mm-hmm. Oh, he has a filing. So she called. I'm like, oh, it's triggering other things now. So I really have to get my tax situation in order here.
Well, have you stopped filing 1040 tax confession forms, Troy?
Yeah, I haven't filed any forms because of what you said in your broadcast, whereby you're consenting and actually telling them you're actually one of their subjects, one of their taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, I'm really not opposed to paying taxes, even though I know it's wrong. It's just the threatening people to coerce them and control them and to extort them. I just don't like being threatened and putting myself in, you know, in the news. You know,
all right.
I would even
I got a couple other calls waiting for 831 caller and 336 area code caller I got to get to. Do you have any other questions I can help you with?
You didn't answer that one as far as how if you do have to sign, can you protect yourself with this penalty of perjury stuff?
You can't. Drop out.
What about press coercion? What about putting that under your signature? Would that nullify?
No, they'll reject it, or they might reject it because it's got to be under oath. You can't have it both ways. Sorry. You got to get out of bankruptcy court. Don't sign on the penalty of perjury. Cross it out. And they're going to reject you out of your paperwork. You chose to go to bankruptcy court. Remember that. You don't have to be there. Okay,
well,
you cannot go
that or,
that you get the protection of bankruptcy court and not play by the rules of saying everything under oath. So I'm sorry. I'm not a bankruptcy expert at all. I know a lot about bankruptcy, but I'm not an expert claim to be. But look, this is not a bankruptcy help hour. I'm sorry. That's not my specialty. Anything else I can help you with before I go to the next call?
Yeah, the first call you had, you mentioned about business taxes and stuff. It seems to me that the state, cities, municipalities kind of – go on the premise that if they issue a business license, you are liable as your partner to pay them taxes. Of course, they threaten you if you don't have a business license. That's kind of why people do things. It's like the driver's license. So what is your thought regarding, I remember you instructed the first caller about the paying taxes for employees. What about the business licenses? Does that incur a tax liability or voluntarily by accepting a business license or being forced to get a business license?
Nope. Anything else?
Yeah, getting back to the IRS form, what about disclaimers as far as the people that have to file and stay within the system? Maybe, you know, is there any way they can protect themselves at all? I mean, I think I heard you one time state you can put certain disclaimers on the page or on the next page. to write certain things?
That's a very broad question with a huge answer. Like, tell me about life. You know, can you be more specific with your question? What is your question?
Basically, I think that's what you're protecting yourself from. You know, like, I'm not a taxpayer. I'm not admitting this. I mean, you know, whatever. I mean, you can still volunteer and you can
what
make some disclaimers.
What form are you trying to fill out? Look, I can give you a vague guidance on vague form. You've got to be specific. What specific situation are you talking about?
If you're filing a 1040 and participating as stating you're a taxpayer, I mean, by signing it, what do you recommend people who have to stay within the system, how can they protect themselves? What can they add to these forms for some form of protection?
Why do you have to stay in the system? Why do you have to file an income tax when you don't owe any?
Well, they like to claim they do. I notice on your site you sent those letters and you posted them to the senators, which was pretty cool. And their responses, mm-hmm. though, they list case law stating frivolous arguments for regarding the using the federal DC only argument.
I read that earlier. You missed my comment earlier about this issue. I talked about it in step five. What I talked about, what they do typically. About that, they paraphrase the law incorrectly or out of context without attaching a copy of the law, paraphrase or quote a case opinion from a court below the U.S. Supreme Court, call an inferior court in the U.S. Constitution, written by a renegade judge who normally and deliberately never took the time to address or refute the issues raised in the case by the American citizen. But they don't even cite a court case opinion ruling on issues that you or they cite a case opinion ruling on issues that you never argued in the first place. That's not addressing the issue. They got to give you an answer to you what? They'll look forward to your timely, specific, and on-point reply. So what they do is they just send a bunch of garbage to distract you. You're going to buy that? It's up to you. I'm not. You have to buy that nonsense.
Well, you mentioned laws that were the law of the land, that were higher than that. I assume the Supreme Court case laws are in the petition.
Yes.
Yeah.
I covered that in my presentation tonight. It's on our website, freedomlawschool.org. Okay, any other questions before I go to next callers, Troy?
No, yeah, I guess you can take the next caller then.
All right, my friend. Thank you for calling. We have an 831 area code caller followed by a caller from area code 336. 831 area code caller, you are live with Freedom Law School. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please. Are you there? From area code 831. Okay, I don't hear him. We'll go to the call from area code 336. And after that, we're going to go to another caller we have from area code 347. The call from America 336, please give me a first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hello, Paymon. This is Richard, and I heard from you from a minister from my church.
Wow, wonderful. What a great minister. All right. We need more ministers
an
like
excellent,
that.
An excellent minister. And quite a few of us in our church have filled out the petitions and sent those to our congressman. And I do appreciate all of the time and the effort that it took for you to put that petition together, provide all of the court cases and things of that type and explanations so that I can understand it, because I definitely do not know that much about the law. I need to continually take the red pills just to see what all is going on. So I really appreciate all the time and the effort and the energy that you have put into your website and providing all this information and doing the expos that you do. And it's been eye-opening. It's scary to see just how much corruption has been out there, but I need to see it. And I appreciate the time and energy that you put forth to put that information out there and to help me with my situation that I've contacted you before in the past, and I've worked with several of your associates. I have a North Carolina tax issue, and I sent an email. Unfortunately, I sent it late yesterday, and I'm not sure if you've had time to receive that. Do you have it? Do you have that available?
No, I'm afraid I do not.
Yeah, that's my fault, and I apologize for sending it too late. But in this, I received some assessments from the North Carolina Department of Revenue for North Carolina taxes. I have received absolutely nothing from the IRS for 2 years that I didn't file in the past. You claim they're all bluff, but the North Carolina guys are trying to pursue that.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent me assessments, and I talked to you several months ago, and that was one of the forms that you said I needed to respond to, which I did. And I sent in form to object and request departmental review, which froze them from saying that the taxes were collectible at that point. Thank you for that insight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they have responded with another probably computerized-generated letter. But they're saying that if I don't agree with their proposed assessment, then, of course, they want me to put the noose around my neck and fill out the North Carolina returns and provide copies of the U.S. IRS 10W-40 confessional forms, which I don't plan on doing. But, you know, they're saying that I have a deadline of August 18th to respond to them to provide adequate or sufficient documentation as to why they should do a review. And last time I talked to you, you said to review your level one class five courses, which I did review. And thank you for providing all of that information. But I wasn't sure if, based on what I heard in that class, in the class five, the main argument that you were putting forth was to say that the proof of burden is on them. Now, that was the IRS, but I think it also would apply for the state tax collecting as well.
Yes.
So in this case, to respond to this person, they actually assigned a person to this letter. Do I plead the fifth? Those last two paragraphs that you had in the petition, you know, were really cool. You know, do I provide them something like that? Do I just not respond to them at all? What do I do to get them from moving forward? Because in your classes, you were saying, don't argue about you being a non-resident or something like that, possibly until you get to the tax court. I'm not exactly sure. But I'm just not sure how to respond to this letter that they're asking for more information as to why they should adjust their assessment. So,
well, let me address that issue this way for you, my friend. I know what you got going on. I remember talking with you before, Richard, in that there's 42 states that claim to have a state income tax. And there's no way any one human being can know the laws and procedures of each of these 42 countries within the American Union and how to do it all. Nobody does. I actually do have some experience with the North Carolina Department of Revenue. It is one of the more aggressive states. Yes, after California, after New York, after Wisconsin, after Massachusetts, it's one of the more aggressive states. I've seen cases from there. And so the problem is that even the states, they are dishonest. They don't want to address the issues. And these people that work for these agencies do not know about the law. They ignore the law because they say, we've done this for a long time, and we're not going to stop that. I'm just a peon here. If this guy is right, the whole system is a fraud. So I'm going to say you're wrong, and I'm going to say up the ladder. That's the problem you got. We got a corrupt government at the federal level, even at many state levels. So there's no one simple, easy answer I could tell you about that. I wish there was. that I could tell you with honesty, say it will work if you just do this. I do not have such an answer, okay? But I can tell you what they're looking for is for you to blink first. You sign under oath that you have so much taxable income, and based upon that, you have the money. And what you could do is you can look up North Carolina laws and tax form and see if they refer to the federal tax law forms. Now, I'm in the process of putting together the federal, all different states. Let me see if I have it here. State tax laws and procedures. And I have it, I think, on my file. So I got to look it up. At some point when I've done more of them, I will put them on our website. I don't have that right now. Let me see. I have one for North Carolina. It's a monument of what to put all states, what to do. It's North Carolina tax. Let me see. Income tax.
Yeah, I share what I've seen so far.
Well, no, hold on a minute. Hold on. Let me see what I got on that, because it's not on my website. As a Restore Freedom Plan member, we take care of these things. Yeah, I'll put this on my screen. You can see it, okay? All right, this is the definition in the 101-130.2 definitions. And they say that the following definitions apply in this part. Statement income is the taxpayer's federal taxable income as determined under the code. Okay. And so then they also say in 105-228.90 scope of definitions in D7, the following definition applies to this article. The internal new code is enacted as of May 1st, 2020. Okay. So essentially what you could do, you could get these things, print them out, and tell, and then along with the petitions that we, you said to your congressman, hopefully, send that. It says, look, I'm not required to file federal income tax. So since I'm not required to file federal income tax, and state law says that North Carolina follows the federal law, well, guess what? I'm not required to file North Carolina tax either. So that's the best argument to go forward with that. Try that. Again, I'm putting this together little by little for different states. So I have this much to offer you right now, but I'm afraid I don't have much more than that right now, but that will work. Have you done your petitions yet to Congress?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've already sent petitions in, and I'm ready to fire off the petitions to the North Carolina
guy. Hold on. Go back to my video when it's on Facebook. Rewind it when it's unrecorded. And get a screenshot of that, what I just showed you. Screenshot that. Look those laws up, print and attach them to petition, and tell them, look, I'm not required to pay North Carolina income tax. Here it is. My federal law applies according to North Carolina law. I'm not required to file a federal income tax, therefore I have no North Carolina income tax liability either. All right? Any other questions?
That's it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's a lot of work. I mean, we just come to stuff little by little. I don't have time to put it all on our website, but I will gradually. I'll put more of the stuff on there for you guys. Okay. All right, my friend.
All right.
Good luck to you. Thanks for calling, Richard. And Richard, join us to Restore for Your Plan so you can get paid for telling others, brother. Okay. That's your minister should have joined us and told you guys. Look, we can support your church. Once the minister has all the pew freed of the income tax, now everybody can pay the tithing to the church like they want to. People cannot pay tithe to their church because they're paying it to the IRS, to it's really Satan. That's why they have no money for God. So tell your minister to call our office. We work with them.
Okay.
And you get the whole pew,
all right.
Okay? You tell them you call him. The payman said he wants to talk to you. Okay, when he calls, let him know I'm the minister of Richard that called from North Carolina by me having the whole church wake up to it, and we want to help your church be free, the pew be free, and we got the churches in America be free of income tax and be have this country be a godly country once again, because they want us taken away from God. They want you to believe that when you die physically, you die completely. That's a lie. Okay, we're all spiritual beings in his bodies. Eventually, we go back to heaven. Now, whether you're Muslim, Jewish, Christian, Buddhist, X, Y, Z, doesn't matter. To me, you know, we all are spiritual beings, although we have different beliefs about that. That's okay. My wife is a Christian. I'm a deist. But the bottom line is that they want you to believe that this is it, and they, you have a fear of dying. They want to put into you fear of dying. Therefore, they should do what they can to extend your life that you're afraid of losing. But the truth is, you never lose it anyways. So, anyhow, thanks for calling, my friend. I appreciate you reaching out to me, Richard. Let's go to our next caller from America 347. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question.
Fred, how you doing? Paymon, go way back with Bob Schultz, We the People, among other things, particularly at the press club where you had spoken. Just two questions. The first one is, do you think it would be a good idea if there was a sort of like a campaign to do a joint petition and to have a number of members of Congress as the people to receive this petition, even though they may not be in our particular districts, because where I happen to be, the senator and congressman, they're not responsive. And I really believe that them being in office or having been voted in time and time again, I think it's the system is rigged here in the jurisdiction that I'm in. That's the first one. And the second one is there's an issue with the fiat currency that we're currently using and the prospects of it actually being bottom out and them bringing in Fed now with the CBDC, central bank digital currency. How will Freedom Law School be able to deal with that? What ideas do you have as to any you know, as to what would be our best course of action in dealing with that type of situation?
Well, as far as writing petitions to anybody besides your congressman, your two U.S. senators and House members, it's a waste of time, because you can't even get your own congressman that supposedly, you know, you have some control over by voting for them or not. You cannot get even them to respond to you. So you're not going to get anything out of some other congressman for sure. So what you can do is to tell other people about us, Fred, and have them do the same thing. Have them write petitions to their congressman. Now, live in New York City area, correct?
That's correct.
You're the communist state of New York. Such a freedom lover as you. Why are you still living in that communist state? Why have you not left us out of freedom states like Florida or Tennessee?
It's a work in progress.
Good. Expedite it. Okay? Yeah. Because, look, I'm just saying the reality is you got a bunch of communists in charge of your state. Okay? So you're not going to get far there. I mean, really, the good news is you have a choice. Unicorn or hoax lockdowns. No, even though I'm in Florida, Tampa City had some lockdowns. But where I was in Hernando County, no lockdowns. Supermarkets were always open. Never had to wear a mask to go shopping. Some restaurants were open. They closed on their own. They didn't have to, but they chose to close. Okay? They didn't have to. So you have a choice to continue living in that communist state or come to a freedom place. Why don't you come to Florida and get a job out here? What's stopping you?
What would be the best place in Florida where I don't have to worry about hurricanes? And I guess
Brooksville area where I live. That's why I chose this place. North Tampa area is geographically the way it works. It's basically hurricane free. Since 1930s, there've been no hurricane coming through this area.
Miss Tampa?
North Tampa area.
North
Brooksville,
Tampa
Florida,
area.
Where Freedom Law School is. Look in our area.
Right.
It's hurricane
right.
free. Any other questions, my friend? About CBDC and all that. Look, there's FedNow is all FedNow is expedited processing of payments. That's all it is. And CBDC is not going to happen because by law, Federal Reserve notes are notes in exchange technically for gold and silver. Some they may be redeemable. Okay, that's what all these guys say on the top. They say Federal Reserve notes. You got to take a $100 bill away by law. They're going to make it more difficult for you to do that by they eliminated the big bills. They used to be $500,000, $10,000, even $100,000 bills around. They took them all out of circulation to force you to use banks more. So no, they will not force you in America. They cannot to do CBDC. Okay? They will do it by making it inconvenient for you to use cash for large transactions. That's all. So don't worry about that. Any other questions, Fred?
Oh, and I've been collecting silver and gold. Do you recommend that people do that? You know, this is a matter of course, you know, during this time period since the dollar is so devalued.
Yes. I do like gold. Silver is okay, but silver is bulky. You can only have so much of it without storage issues being stolen from because it takes so much physical
right.
space. And I like crypto even better. Cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Ethereum are the future of money that's honest. So I would get cryptocurrency.
Do you,
I would get Bitcoin, Ethereum, and then others. Huh?
Do you recommend any platform from which people could obtain those items?
There are many wallets out there. You can look them up online. There are many of them out there. You know,
right. I just thought there
don't,
might
don't
be some that
exchanges. Don't go to an exchange like Coinbase or Kraken or Gemini. You know, those are exchanges. You want a wallet
right.
only. You can get like a Trezor wallet physical in your possession. There's some online ones out there. Go online on YouTube and look up Bitcoin for Dummies. Bitcoin for Dummies?
Bitcoin for Dummies.
Yeah, and you see a bunch of videos that will educate you about cryptocurrency.
Okay.
And take it from there. That will link you to more videos. And I had to educate myself. That's what I did. I said, you know what? I had to go educate myself about this subtopic. So I went out and searched online and read a bunch of videos about it. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I understand more about it now.
I just thought it would be nice if I just thought it would be nice if you had certain highly recommended platforms listed on your website.
I have it listed out there. You know, there's a bunch out there, you know, to look for. You know, they're real there.
Mm-hmm.
So check them out. As long as it's not an exchange, you're fine. We'll come many out there online. Okay? I've heard of one, Exodus is one of them, for example, you know. But just educate yourself first. Number one, you got to go educate yourself more about cryptocurrency. And I would get more gold and silver if I was you.
Bitcoin for Dummies, right. All right. Thank you, Payman.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome, my friend. All right. One more time, if anybody has any more questions, I will take my time to answer your questions. Let's put the call number on the screen. Actually, we're going to go back. The call, I think, left us. We had a call from Erica 831. Let's try one more time. Call from Erica 831. You were not there when it was your turn. Are you there? If you're there,
I can hear you now.
Yes, what is your first name? And how are you hearing about us? Hear about us.
Oh, I've known about you guys for a long time. Through Joe Bannister, I think, originally. And the Tax Honesty Movement, we worked with Ron Paul's campaign, and so he educated us about the Federal Reserve and all those things. Yeah. So I had contacted you quite a while back, but I've got some major developments just this last week. My husband literally took the safe out of our apartment with all of our savings, all the gold, all the silver, and confiscated it. And so then, because nobody else knew, I mean, some of our friends knew that we had a safe, but they didn't know any details about the amounts or anything. And so it's going to be his word against mine as far as what was actually in that safe. So on the very same day, listen to this payment.
Hold on,
the very
who took the money? Your husband?
Day,
who stole the money? Yeah, or gold?
Yeah, he confiscated all of our gold and silver, and and took it. I don't even know. He hadn't been coming home for about 4 weeks at that time. And he had been keeping the combination for the safe of he was the only one who had it for the longest time, even though I would go over and over and over and over and, you know, tell him that it was wicked what he was doing. And he's been doing a lot of, I think he's got a whole double life, but anyway, so the very same day they put a lien, I found out this the day before yesterday, they put a lien on my savings account and my safe deposit box.
Who did, for how much, for what years?
Okay, well, I don't have the years in front of me. There was about 8 years, and the biggest one was for 2007 because there was a sale of a house. Okay, so we had a house together. We were married at the time.
Hold on. You're going to answer my question. Sorry. I need to know, okay, was it the IRS or the California Franchise Tax Board? And what was the approximate dollar amount?
This is FPB. And the dollar amount that they say I owe is like $81,000.
Okay.
Yes, but a large percentage of that is from 2007, which they consider a taxable, what is that, capital gain, because they the only one on title with the house, even though we were married, because I had bought it a year before we got married. So, So they consider that all my income, and because we didn't file for that year. Now they're saying, you know, it's capital gain, then of course with all their penalties and interest and all this other stuff. So, yeah, they're saying that I owe $81,000, but I was thinking about that, like you hit on a number of different subjects with the previous caller. So the filing requirement for the FPB, if you don't owe Fed, do you owe in California? You know California FPB law pretty well because you were here for a long time, I know.
Well, yes, I do know California Franchise Tax Board very well because I was there for a long time, and I coined the law as written. If you have no federal liability, you have no California tax liability, but California is a communist outlaw state. They don't care about the law. So they do all this stuff that they shouldn't be doing this illegally because there's no law there, you know? So if the only way I know that you can in California lower the stuff is to file for that year a tax return and lower the amount to something else. They one thing they're good at is they take whatever piece of paper you gave them with whatever number you put on there. This is such an old year, 07, they probably take that. However, when you contact them, they may ask you about the other years perhaps. So that's the only
right.
Thing
there are other. There's like 8 other years that we didn't file. I mean, I haven't filed since probably 2006 or something. And
I don't know what to tell you exactly because we probably need to do a one-on-one consultation. But let me ask you: say they levy your bank account, where did they levy? Or it's not a lien, it's a levy, by the way, or order the withhold. What did they attack?
What did they attack? They emptied a $500 savings account, and then they impounded my safe deposit box.
How much was in there?
About $30,000.
Wow. That was a big mistake. You should never put anything with the banks because they're going to steal them. You used to be in bed. Well,
I had no idea that they would have access. I know I've had monies impounded from other accounts, you know, where the IRS just comes, or not IRS, it's FTB. They just come in and take money out of it. So I normally don't keep money in the bank, but I thought that with the safety box, that it was, there was it was different. So,
it's not.
Exactly. So I was basically like wiped completely out financially. So I'm very, very limited social security right now. I think I get like $900 a month. And then I've got a small under the table job. But excuse me. So you had first of all, you said watch on Monday. You have a class that you have hold on Mondays.
Monday class. The Rip Collect Store. It's free online streaming.
Online streaming. Okay.
And then how about that?
Any of that? What you just said.
No, that was my sister and about we got to do online streaming. Going, look, here's the situation for you. What city do you live in California?
Santa Cruz.
Okay. You know what you ought to do? Is leave that calm estate with expensive living.
I know.
And go live with a low-cost living out there, some other, any place besides California is almost better. You can go to Nevada and have no state income tax. We stay in some rural area, Nevada.
I understand. But the reason why I've stayed here is because we talked about leaving the state for a long time. But my husband would talk about leaving and never do anything about it. And you know, to build community, I mean, I'm, 65 now. So with this latest development, with my husband, with the desertion and betrayal of that, it frees me up to, like what you're saying, pursue other locations. But I have no money. I mean, I literally was like wiped out. I think I've got $10,000 in CD.
Okay. So here's the thing. I can help you minimize the damage, make the best of the situation. But we need to do a one-on-one detailed consultation. I need to see the copy of this order that they sent to the safe deposit bank. I need to find out from you how much the claim you owe them for the FD for these years, I discuss your situation. Maybe what we can do is to file some tax returns and get some of my refunded. That may be the thing to do. I don't know. You have a very bad situation. You've been ripped off by the government and your husband.
Yeah.
So,
I would file married and single, because we haven't even, like I said, this has just happened in the last week. Well, since the 26th is when both things hit on the same day. So, I was going to file a legal separation, but I don't even have the money for filing that right now. Everything is just incredibly.
Don't worry about the separation stuff. That doesn't matter. It's not a big deal. You just gotta, save yourself and protect yourself. Let me work with you on that FTB situation. I think I may be able to get you reduce that amount. Maybe get some of your money back to you and use
them. They have to prove that they sent you a final letter of levy, ratified mail.
Not the FTB. No, IRS does, but not the FTB.
Oh, FTB doesn't. Okay. Well, how do they prove that? So I told the bank, I said, I want to see the letter from that you are using to authorize the confiscation of my property. I want to see that. I want to see the person's signature.
Yes.
Who?
That they have to show you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So that's interesting that FTB doesn't have a liability. I mean, they don't have to show you that they have been trying to notice you of the levy, and then they can just go into your account based on an allegation, because there's nothing.
No. Years ago, over a decade ago, I'm sure, they sent some letters to you giving you tax proposals. You ignored, did not know how to challenge, ask for a hearing, challenge them. And because you didn't challenge them, now you owe them the money. Now, the only way to fix it is to pay in full the tax, sue for a refund, or file a, you know, tax form with the California Franchise Tax Board, reduce that to a small number, and what they took from you, get some of that back. That's the only thing we can do in this situation. But I got to get more information about the specifics of your case, about all these years they claim you owe the money. It's only,
okay.
And then based upon that, we can maybe help you get do a tax return for the estate to reduce this money, the damage, get some money back, hopefully, and
you can
leave.
They would delay action till September 7th, they said. So I guess they want me to file 8 years of and I tried getting the title information about for the sale of the house. And they're telling me, oh, well, no, that's too old. We don't have record of it anymore. It's like, what are you talking about? You've got to be able to have record of it.
If there's no record, then no record means zero.
Yeah.
Okay? No record means zero. So you can put zero on it, because there's no record of it by you or anybody else, so zero.
So they have to prove, so like you said, on them. Right.
Well,
they have
no. Hold on. It should be on them. It is legally, but they're outlaws. They don't care about the law.
They want
you to file the confession form. If they will accept you filing a tax return. Hold on. They will tell you. They will accept you filing a tax return. Say you have zero income. Say you only made $10,000. They'll accept that from you, especially when there's no other document to say otherwise. You put on there, I made $10,000, $12,000, lived on nothing, made only $20,000, barely survived, got a little Social Security, a little bit of this. They'll accept it and lower your tax, give you a refund. They do.
Uh-huh.
So essentially, you got to do the tax returns as low as it is. Put it in there, $900 Social Security with $400 a month, part-time, side job. Put it in there.
Well, I just started.
And
if
the tax is this much, and it took me this much, they'll give a difference of it. They give it back to you. Understood?
Okay, so
you understand
me? You just throw out a figure. I mean, you just make up a figure.
And your number is as good as anybody else's. Right?
Yeah,
I have nothing to refute it, anything different, but they just want to fill out the doggone form. It's such old years. No one has records about those old years. Nobody does.
Well, what they do is, because I have a cosmetology license, they just throw a number out because I didn't file, right? So they file for me, right? So they just
hold on. I'm sorry. I got the other people waiting for the call. I think it's the call from Erica 915. So I cannot do the one-on-one detail in our consultation here, okay? That happened to me too. They did that nonsense to me back in the early 90s. So I know what they did to you. They throw a number because the average cosmetologist made so much. But I'm telling you, you file tax return for whatever you actually made, $900 a month plus $400 a month in whatever. They'll accept that instead of that number that you threw out there. They threw a number at you to put the gun to your head and force you.
Right.
Force you to put some number of your own. They'll take whatever you put on there.
Then, So then you come up with a number, and then you file this confession form, like what you
in
say.
In person. You go in person. Followed with somebody in Sacramento office or San Jose office in person, and they'll process it right there, give you a refund.
Oh, really? Okay.
Really? Really? That happened to me. They carjacked my car. They put the city of Huntington Beach carjacked my car, arrested me. And then they gave the money to the FTB towing yard to seize and sell because our FTB money, because of the same license nonsense issue to you. Without a car, I'll be homeless. If I get a job, I'll be homeless. So I filled out the tax insurance for the years they had the gun on me because the insurance license I had, it was only about $220. Filled out the form, came with $220, got my car back. In fact,
wow.
The $220 I paid him was less than what I would have paid to the tow yard for towing and storing my car.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I know, look, sometimes in a war, you might take a step back or two, take
yeah.
5 or 10 steps ahead. Sorry,
mm-hmm.
in this case, that's where they got you. They got you, but yeah, that's what you got to do, okay? I got to go. But to get the next call,
okay.
Send for a one-on-one consultation. I'll be further, okay?
Can I just say something really super quick? So
sure.
I've got an excellent idea, a proprietary idea, Damon, I want to share with you regarding educating people and getting educating people about their freedoms and about, you know, following the law, which is exactly what you do. And I know you are very passionate about, you know, letting people know what the truth is and having them explore it themselves. So
call my office tomorrow.
Okay.
Talk to Jean about that. Okay.
Jean,
G-E-N-E and Maverick. You need to share your idea with them. Okay. They'll check it out. Tell me, Jean is one person. Maverick is another separate person.
Okay.
And
so
share your idea.
So I was having people sign proprietary, like an NDA.
I don't know what that initials mean. NDA?
A non-disclosure agreement. Non-disclosure agreement.
What about it?
Because that's what I was having people that I shared the idea with.
Okay.
They signed an NDA with me. So,
look,
because
if the idea is good, I'm not going to cheat you. I'm going to give you everything that's due to you, okay? I'm going to thank you and reward you. You don't need to do an NDA with me. I'm not trying to steal your idea. If your idea is that good,
yeah.
I'll adopt it and be fair to you and give you your share, okay? You don't need to worry about me trying to steal
okay.
it. I'm not even trying to take people's ideas,
okay?
Okay?
Yeah,
all right.
You're talking to somebody who just got screwed from somebody who they were married to for like 23 and a half.
But I'm not soliciting your advice. You the one
yeah.
want to give me advice. I didn't ask for it.
Right.
Your idea. I'm too busy to try to steal people's ideas and do other stuff.
Right.
I'm not trying
right.
to make money, make billions. I do other stuff for a living rather than this.
No, I understand. Yeah. But
okay?
It would really be in alignment with your passion about educating folks.
Fine. We'll check it out. Call us tomorrow. Okay.
Okay.
Talk to Jean.
Right.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Okay.
Hopefully we
can
work this out, Eileen, make it work for you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. We have one more call from here, code 915. You're live, my friend. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hello, Paymon. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Franklin. I'm out of El Paso. I was on a Rumble video. I'm in a group chat with a couple thousand people regarding the COVID-19 vaccine information they share on there regarding how it's a scam, how you've been sharing. And my question is, I've just stumbled upon you guys a few weeks ago, so I'm just learning. This is definitely new. It's something I'm exploring. Been watching videos. Thank you for the presentation today and the calls. I just want to say to the lady before me, like, God bless her, saying my prayers for her. It's a very unfortunate situation. I hope her husband repents and really has a change of heart. And that's very sad that another human
yes.
being would do that to somebody. But anyway,
yes, it is, my friend. Mm-hmm.
My question was, are you guys a nonprofit? I did see on the Q&A how to pay, all that, so I'm familiar with that. So I'm just curious about how you guys operate. Is it a nonprofit? Do you get like a – I imagine you're going to say if you're a nonprofit, if you're sending in cash, then there's no way to basically get a – you're not following, so, okay, I just answered my own question, right? So if you're not following, then you don't need
to get permission from the government to recognize them in any category. You have a right. You have a right to work for a living. And when you work for a living and feed yourself and your family, that's not a profit. Mm-hmm. That's your way to survive and live and feed yourself and your family. So this non-profit, profit nonsense that applies to all this tax nonsense. Okay? What other questions mm-hmm. do you have, my friend?
So you guys are not a non-profit.
I never asked for the government to recognize me as a non-profit. I don't need to do that, neither do you. All I can tell you is this. I did not get into all this to become a zillionaire or billionaire or anything like that. That's not my goal. I'm here to help everybody, Americans, wake up, be empowered, and work together to restore freedom in America. That's it. You want to give it a label? Helps you feel better? Fine. You don't want to? Fine. But yes, some of the money does go to feeding me and my family. And I'm not ashamed of saying that. Okay?
Of course, yeah.
All right. What else?
Okay. So what about you're talking about gold. You're talking about crypto. Are you, in terms of 401k, all that, this doesn't really affect any of that, right? You just invest more because you have more money.
You can do what you want with that money. The 401k money is yours. Take it out. Do with it as you wish.
Okay.
Any other questions?
There's
a call from America 513.
So
I'll get to you next.
Do you know if they will come after your 401k or your retirement plans in cases where you don't pay and you go to court, right, and they try to – do you know if they come after that or can they legally come after that, the federal government?
Hold on. That's not a question it's for the Serena of my friend. Look, he says, can you die in a car accident? Yes. Can the roof fall on your head? Yes. In what circumstances might you get in a car accident or roof on your head? These vague, hypothetical questions I'm not going to answer. Okay? Ask me something specific about you, your interest. The last caller had a problem I'm trying to help her with. Okay? Do you have something I can help you with? I'll be happy to do so. But I'm not here to take my time and answer people's questions about payment. Tell me about this. Tell me about that. I don't have time for that, folks. I'm just trying to restore freedom. I'm trying to help people. If you want, on my website, I have a lot of videos available. Check those out. I have a lot of topics. Okay, really, I do.
Okay.
That's why this freedom event idea of here. So you'll learn from these speakers I bring in. Do you have any issues? Do you have questions you want to know about? Need help with? We're going to help you with, my friend.
No, that's it. I don't want to waste your time. So I get all the other stuff. I'm simple. I work for an employer, so I'm just going to go through your guys' program.
You can do it. Remember, on your website, it's there for free. All instructions are due for free. Stop the withholding altogether. One, two, you can join us with our Restore Freedom Plan. And three, if your employer is not a very big employer, maybe you can contact him and educate him and have the entire company become tax-free.
And that would be awesome, but they're like 6,000 employees, and so they're going to probably call me a conspiracy theorist. But thank you.
The bigger one's harder to do. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You're right.
But thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. My pleasure, my friend. Take care. Yeah. We have a call from here for 503-425. Perfect. So you're alive. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your questions, please.
Hi, Payman. It's 563. Great to finally get online and talk to you. My name is Shelley, and I learned about you from Mike Adams, a.k.a. the Health Ranger, my favorite independent journalist for 14 years. And I was just astonished when I heard this interview. I was like, I wish I would have known about you years ago when I had a sports bar for 7 years. I've been a workforce all my life, capital gains taxes. Losing everything on Celsius and BlockFi and FTX and that whole damn thing. So I'm starting over again at 55. I sold my house in Northport, Florida. I moved from Oregon, moved to Northport, Florida 5 years ago, so going on six. And to get back into my retirement game, I've had to sell my home in Northport and reinvest, which I love Bitcoin. So one of my questions is, and I'm semi-retired, you know, I don't have the same gumption that I had in my 20s, 30s, and 40s. Is capital gains taxes considered, you know, federal income as far as Bitcoin is concerned?
No, let me help you with that before I go on. That one point. Remember, I covered in my presentation in my on my website, okay? You go to, let me make it bigger for you to see step one, okay? What I cover in there, it's not the type of money in this video right there I have here. It's not the type of money. It's the location of the money. Where is the money coming from, okay? If you go, if you saw the video right there, I'm going to type in for you the law, 26 U.S.C., 7701, house.gov. You can do it just like me at home. Type in 26 space USC, 7701, house.gov, and it'll come up. Here it is, definitions, okay? And the definition in the Internal Revenue Code, the Federal Tax Laws, right here, is my physical copy of the Internal Revenue Code, the Federal Tax Law, the whole tissue thing. Gobbledygook. But the riddle is answered, much of it, right here in definitions. Remember, I'm 100% for gender-affirming care in the original definition, not the corrupted definition they're trying to deceive you with. What they're talking about is chemical and physical castration and mutilation, which destroys and damages your gender, and it's not care.
Oh, it's all
gender
bullshit.
Gender-affirming care
I
really is affirming you're a woman, I'm a man. So same thing with the term United States, okay? Title 26
yeah,
Internal Revenue Code, they have these definitions, okay? Right. So when used in this title, Title 26 Internal Revenue Code, the term United States means they – District of Columbia and states. And the term state is also D.C. So you have D.C., District of Columbia, plus D.C. These are the people in D.C. that got this file and pay income taxes.
Right.
Okay, so it doesn't matter if it's capital gains, stocks, bonds, crypto, rental income, real estate income, royalties, business income, wages, commissions, salaries, X, Y, Z, doesn't matter. It's all
great.
Non-taxable as long as it's not from Washington, D.C. or come from Washington, D.C. somehow. You're free.
Okay. So is it too late back in from, you know, I've, of course, done a 1040 my entire life. And so is it too late to go back to 2021 when I owed a whole bunch of capital gains tax on money that I didn't even really make? I'm making $400.
Do you file a 1040 income tax confession form?
Yes, and I'm making $400 payments every month. The federal is taking it right out of BOA, you know, $400 a month. And I paid them 12 out of the 36 I owed them. Is it too late to go back to 2021? As far as
you put the rope around your neck, unfortunately, yes. When you file
okay.
those confession forms, you confess you owe them all this money. You put the rooster on
okay.
your neck to take your money out. How much you still owe
okay.
them, though? How much is the remaining balance?
Oh, well, I've been paying $400. Next September, my birthday will be 2 years, but they say I owe for, you know, 6 or 7 years. Well, I owe them $26,000 more after paying $12,000 from the $36 I owed them completely. So you do the math. It looks like I've almost paid it off, but I still got another 4 years to go. Between,
well, if you,
you know,
owe them $25,000 still, you know, you probably can just simply stop paying them because IRS is such a broken down agency. They're just falling apart. They probably will not ever come after you again. You know, I'm not kidding you
if
either.
Does that mean I need to then change bank accounts because they automatically take it out? And, of course, I've received letters from them saying that I need to contact them if I change my bank, you know, of course.
Yeah, probably, yeah. I'm not, I cannot guarantee it for you, but, yeah, probably. Let me show you. Here it is, IRS's collection the crash. If you're on my computer on step three, you see IRS forced collection of bank accounts, you know, has literally crashed. 2010 and 11, the IRS used to levy by force about 3.6, 3.7 million bank accounts and paychecks, okay? By 2021, it's down to only about 300,000. It's a huge crash. They've come down, okay? So they may leave you alone. But the big thing is, from here on, no more filing 1040 confession trap forms. No more putting a rope around your neck. You filed for 2022 already or no?
I did 2022, yes, and I didn't owe as much because I had so much losses from, you know, FTX, Voyager, that offsets the capital gains that I owed on the house in Northport. And so I didn't have to pay that much in 2022. It was 2021 that I owed a lot. I owed $36,000,
right.
Paid
right.
$12,000 in cash.
But don't file for 23. Well, okay, hold on. That's done, Shelly. For 23, what do you do for a living now? How much you make a month right now?
I don't make any money right now, dear. I was going to go into after these questions were answered. I'm real passionate about what the hell you're doing, and I'm the kind of person that would go door knocking if I've got a great script for, you know, when you're in a cold market, and spread the word, and this would be my new occupation. But I'd like to know if, you know, how do I know that I'm going to be compensated correctly when it's not really documented? You just have your name on there. On the brochure.
Compensated for what? Mean free of law school in case when you join us? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Okay. Look, the only way I can tell you the honest truth is you have to trust me over the IRS and the crooks and government and my track record. So you got what you want to do? Know that I'm a trustworthy person or not. You'd have to be the judge of that. You go to our website, home. Okay, let's see. Where is that page we have about us? What's the about us page on GetHelp? Where? Bottom of the page. Oh, we have about us. At the bottom of the front page. We put it there. Here it is. You want to know about me, my background? You can check about on the bottom of the page. There it is. Yeah, I have an overview about who I am. And our, you see our victories, all this kind of stuff. And so the videos that I tell about Freedom Law School, there's four videos about myself and the background of Freedom Law School, you know. So that's how you. So take your time. Take your time to check us out. Now, I'm not, you know, ask you to, you know, do anything you don't feel comfortable. It's about roots and history of Freedom Law School. I've got these four videos, so get to know me. And you live in what state now, Oregon or Florida? I was confused on that.
No, I moved out of Oregon in the nick of time back in August 2018, and I moved to Florida.
You live in Florida now?
Yeah, I moved
you
to
live
Northport.
In Florida?
I found a great deal.
Where do you
house.
Live? Whereabouts are you in Florida?
I sold my house in Northport, and now I'm in North Fort Myers to your area. I went up there to go on a great walk at a park there. And I was amazed. I was so amazed at Brooksville, I think is what it's called, that I went the next day because there were freaking rolling hills in Florida. It took me back home to Oregon. and so I loved it. I love it up there. I started looking at real estate. This was before I lost everything. Or no, I'd already, no, it was just 2022. Are you familiar with Celsius? I've lost my life savings, the sale of my home in Oregon, all the money I saved up for 7 years of a bar, everything else in between and beyond. And so I'm starting over again. I got money from the sale of my second house in Northport, found a mobile home here in Northport Myers where my rent, believe it or not, is only $190. My freaking electricity bill's more. And currently I'm not working. But I love what is going on here. I just only wish I knew about it a long time ago when I could have really.
How old are you and how far away from Brooksville do you live?
I'm only a couple of hours from Brooksville, basically, and I'm 55. And
well, come give us
worked...
a visit.
What's that?
Come give us a visit. Let's meet.
I would love that.
Okay. Call my office.
Okay?
Okay.
So bottom line, even though I haven't sent the letters to the representatives, I think it's Stube and Mario, Marco Rubio and Rick Scott, and then the other guy, I wrote it down. Anyways, I haven't sent those letters yet. I'm still just fresh. I just watched this interview that Mike Adams did with you.
Yes.
And so
yes.
I'm just like, yeah, my mouth is dropped to the floor, and I say, my dad always said, if something seems too good to be true, it probably is. And I've learned the hard lesson a couple of times now, and it's not pretty because I like to make money and I like to save money so that I can live a good life. And I just,
yep.
You know, I've lost it, and so I'm looking for a great opportunity. I've had enough to invest in Bitcoin, and hey, the halving's in a year, and then go to the moon after that, and BlackRock and all those yahoos are getting involved with their ETFs. You know, I just hope that I only have a few thousand, you know, like $20,000 to my name. I took the rest of it out of Bank of America after I invested in Bitcoin from December to about May, November to May. And you got to sit, right? And I'm thinking, oh, it's got to be, you know, at least a year because I don't want to get screwed over with short-term capital gains like I have just learned in the last couple of years.
Maybe
I need to just totally dismantle that thought from my process, my thinking, because of what I'm learning here about not really owing anything to the freaking IRS.
Right. So...
So it's okay.
All right.
It's okay to just change my bank accounts and not let them. What's the process I need to do so it's legit for me?
Tell you what, I don't have it. That's something I'd be probably. Look, I'm running way over time right now. I've been on this program for over 2 hours. Okay, leave only 12
here.
Away.
I waited a long time to
talk
did. To you.
So tell you what. Tell you what. Come for a visit to my office sometime next week. Let's spend a few minutes with you myself. Okay.
Okay, what's the date and time or what?
Call my office, tell them I invited you. Okay?
To set a time with you to talk about the whole situation?
Yes.
Okay. Who's in charge of your schedule?
Well, everybody's in charge of my schedule, whoever answers the phone.
Okay. Is there a name of a person I should talk to specifically, or?
You could ask for Marcus. He'll know you because he's on his watching this video. He'll know you.
Okay, Marcus.
He'll take care of anybody, okay? Calm down, listen some more. I'll see if I can help you with your situation in person because I got to get going. You're the last caller. I got to wrap it up.
I know.
Okay,
I
haven't had dinner yet tonight. Honestly, I have not had dinner yet. Because I was running so late, I got to finish my presentation for Red Pill Expo. I'm not done. I'm behind. I got to get that done and give it to them when I get there 5 to tomorrow. So I got to get going. So let's talk a little bit more in person. Okay?
Okay, great. Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you, dear. I appreciate what you're doing and looking forward to learning a lot more.
Likewise. Love you, girl. Thank you for calling. Folks, I got to get going. Really, I got to prepare for the Red Pill Expo. I got to get the presentation finished up. And you can watch it for free, okay? And it's Monday, August 14th at the Red Pill Expo, folks. I'll be there. Don't miss it online for free, okay? The heading is wrong, but it's about why Americans don't have to work to feed and give part of their labor to the enemies in Washington, D.C. That's right, folks. And you get a whole thing. You can make it to Des Moines, Iowa, August 12th, 13th, 14th. Great. To Red Pill Expo at redpillexpo.org. If not, watch online. So with that, I give you all my love. I wish you all freedom, joy, health, love, and prosperity. And hope to see you and speak with you all again next week. Good evening, everybody. Now I might hire her.
What?
I'm not hired just like we hired you. She said,